the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I told you this week we're looking at the topic of, is the earth really round or could it actually be flat? And my position is that it's not flat. We have a round earth. However, I have found it interesting to read the arguments. There are a growing number of people who are very passionate that the earth is flat. And what this issue highlights is, how do we know what is true? We can say, well, I know the earth is round because science. Well, have you actually gone out and made observations and measurements from different points on the surface of the earth and compared it to where the stars are? Or have you actually been in space and seen that the earth is round yourself? Well, then no, you're not actually trusting that the earth is round because of science. You're actually just trusting in the authority of scientists who say that the earth is round. And that's the very thing that flat earth people will question. Well, why should we trust them? They're in on a conspiracy to cause us to question the truthfulness of the Bible, is how a lot of flat earth people will say it. So how do we respond to that? How do we really know what is true? That's an important question to wrestle with, because I'm seeing more and more all kinds of movements seem to gain traction that in the past you might have thought everyone would have laughed it off as crazy, but we're having a growing problem, a struggle to understand truth in our culture. And the Bible says we should not be afraid of truth. We should have a way of looking for truth. The Bible gives us a lot of information about how to look for truth. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So we have every reason to want to know truth and love truth. And so I'm going to spend a little bit of time on how do we know what is true. There are so many movements. One, for instance, I've talked about in the past is a big deal was made about how September 23rd, this great sign occurred in the sky with stars in certain places, and it was going to be the rapture. And then it didn't happen. And so even today, there are people on social media who still talk about how this great sign happened on September 23rd. As an outsider looking at it, it seems like they're crazy. You know, there's nothing really significant happening on September 23rd. But for them, they got into this group, this community that kept telling them this over and over again, and they believed it. And so many people were quitting their jobs, dropping out of school, because they really believed that the end of the world was about to occur. Well, we see this happen in cults frequently, and I'm going to talk about cults next week, but we also see this, I think, in our own communities. We all have a bias towards certain things that we've accepted as true, or certain things that we want to be true. And so we interpret facts as credible if they support our beliefs, or as not really believable if they don't support our beliefs. And that's confirmation bias. I think we all have it to some extent. We have to learn to think carefully about how we know what is true so that we're not deceived, so that we don't get caught off into some area of deception. I think that's what flat earthers represent. Surprisingly, they're a growing movement. Let me kind of run through the history of this, because I think it's important to know the background of where do flat earthers come from. One of the common conceptions people have is that hundreds of years ago, people believed that the earth was flat, like almost everyone. And then beginning around the time of Columbus, who was this champion of this idea that the earth is round, increasingly scientists and educated people came to believe that the earth is round. And all the way up until, somewhere along the way, more and more people began to realize, okay, the earth is round. That's actually not the correct history. At Christopher Columbus's time, almost everyone, at least anyone who had any education, believed that the earth was round. Christopher Columbus was arguing that there was a shorter route to India by traveling to the west from Europe rather than trying to go around Africa and traveling to the east. And Christopher Columbus was wrong about that, right? It's actually farther. If you have an accurate measurement of the size of the globe, if you could sail straight through the ocean, if there was no America in the way, and you went straight from Spain to India, that would be a much longer trip than going around Africa to India that route. So he was incorrect about that. And the argument was never about if the earth is round or not. The argument was about what is the shortest route to India. It was Washington Irving who, his writings created a lot of myths in our culture. He, for instance, wrote about George Washington and some of the myths we believe about the cherry tree and so forth. He wrote Rip Van Winkle and other myths and stories. He's the one that made this fantastical story about how Christopher Columbus stood alone believing that the earth is round. No, actually, all the way back into the time of the ancient Greeks, 300-400 BC, we have scientific observations, measurements of even the size of the earth based on how high up stars are in the sky from one point of the earth versus another distant point of the earth. You can use trigonometry and measure that and come up with an estimate of the size of the earth. And this was all well documented, understood by the educated people of the world for thousands of years. Really, it was in the 1800s, late 1800s in particular, that a number of authors began to say, wait a minute, no, we've been deceived. The earth is actually round. I'm sorry, the earth is actually flat. And so they put forward different arguments that they said were scientific arguments, basic observations that the earth is actually flat, and that there has been a conspiracy around for many, many years that the earth is round. And they said, so we're here to debunk that theory. They wrote a number of books. Some of them caught on in small communities that were called flat earthers. There was even a society called the Flat Earth Society. This kind of gained steam in the 1970s and 1980s, really kind of reached a peak. And during the 1990s, especially you have the International Space Station going into orbit and so forth, this group began to shrink. And really the last I heard of it in the early 2000s, about 15 years ago, it was almost gone from what I could tell. People weren't believing it anymore. But in the last few years, it seems like it's suddenly really spiked and picked up. So that's where we are with the debate. Now, what kind of things will they say? Well, they will say, for instance, that when you look at photographs of the horizon of the Earth, it's flat. Even from a hot air balloon, even from high up in the sky, even from an airplane window, you can't really see any curvature of the Earth. Now, I would take exception to that. I've been up high in an airplane, and to me, if you've got a clear atmosphere and can, you know, have a window seat and you're up at about 35,000 feet, it does, to me, look like you can see a slight curve. They'll just say, well, that's your bias. You believe the Earth is round, so you're looking for a curvature. But if you're open-minded and look at it, it looks flat. They'll say, every picture you look at, you can draw a line across the horizon, and it looks flat. Well, no, actually, if you take pictures from up pretty high, you can clearly see a curvature to the Earth. I mean, especially if you're talking about pictures from the International Space Station, pictures taken from the moon by astronauts that landed on the moon, or from the spaceships that went around the moon. Clearly, the Earth does look round in a lot of pictures. So what do you mean the Earth always looks flat in pictures of the horizon? Well, they'll say, yes, there are pictures from space, there are pictures from high up where you can see the curvature of the Earth, but those are all faked. And so, here's what you're dealing with this kind of argument is, you know, they'll say the Earth is flat because all pictures show a flat Earth. And as soon as you point out pictures that don't show a flat Earth, well, those are forgeries. Those are fake. Those are part of the deception. So there's really no way to really say in a convincing way that the Earth is flat using pictures. Or they'll say, well, what about the midnight sun? Why is it that we can see the sun 24 hours a day from the North Pole in the summer? You know, if you're in June and you're at the North Pole, because the Earth is tilted towards the sun, you can see the sun 24 hours a day. But from the South Pole, that doesn't happen. In December, when you would expect to see the sun 24 hours a day, in fact, you don't see the sun 24 hours a day, they will tell you, from Antarctica. So this is confirmation that the Earth is flat. Well, first of all, it's not true. Again, many people have gone to Antarctica and have pictures and videos, and they'll say, yes, you can see the sun 24 hours a day. And they'll just say, well, that's part of the conspiracy. And so you kind of see where this is heading. Everything that is contradictory to their argument is a conspiracy. I'll run through this a little bit more, but again, the question is, how do we know what is true? Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.